Chapter 50. Sucker Punch. 1, 2, 3 stiff jabs, and the last black-shirted bastard was laid out. Seriously, where did these guys shop? Finn was panting at this point. His hospital gown was splashed with a dozen people's blood, and his health was down to half. Behind him, a sum total of 22 people, all from a gang called the Charlemagnes for some reason, a couple of them had kept shouting that, were laid out in states ranging from unconscious to foobar. 23, if you counted the one he'd just put down. Right when Finn had thought he was in the clear, 3 more goons had piled out of the stairwell. This last guy had been a bit tougher. One of the others had called him Hector before Finn had slashed the thug's throat open, leaving him choking on his own blood. At the end, it was just Hector and Finn still standing, and their fight had ranged the entire length of the hallway. Hector had known how to throw down, and had used a brutal mix of street brawling and Krav Maga. Honestly, Finn thought he might not win, but he seemed to avoid hits faster than even his increased reaction time should have allowed. What neither man knew was that having unlocked both agility and dexterity had allowed Finn's action and essence to tap into the new meta-laws of Earth. The labyrinth itself helped him dodge certain attacks and improved the speed he launched his own. Without a connection to the labyrinth, Hector never stood a real chance. At long last, even with blood running down his body in more places than he could count, Finn was the only one still on his feet. Now all he had to do was make it back to the stairs.
"Bitch, are you going to move or do I need to move you?"
That shout made him peek around the corner. At the far end of the neighboring hall stood his ICU doc, Dr. Yiying, staring down several tall men and women in suits. They all had blonde hair so pale it was almost white. Finn remembered that cocky, crispy critter had the same features before the explosion. Unless there was a Norwegian convention in town, the pale blondes that were leaning over her were the ones looking for him.
"Guess my redneck theory wasn't too far off," he huffed. "They've gotta be sister fuckers to all come out looking the same."
Part of him wanted to beat the ever-loving crap out of the people coming for him. Anything to let out more of his pent-up anger and pain, but his trained mind overcame his bloody nature. Life wasn't a movie. He was knocked all to hell. Finn was the last one standing, but it had cost him. If his stamina had been unlocked, he was pretty sure it would have to be low. And that was with none of those black-shirted jokers having a gun. All he could think was that they'd been given orders to take him alive. The rules might be different for the boy band crew yelling at Sola. He'd watched enough kung fu movies to know the elite squad when he saw it. It was time for a strategic retreat. The stairway had to be more or less clear at this point. He just needed to get to it. Even if he ran into more black shirts, as long as he could blow past them, he'd be home free.
"Yep, time to get out of here."
"Keep it calm," he thought. "Keep it cool. They don't even know I'm here. I just need to tiptoe away. I'm just one more patient, no different from any other." The cynical part of his mind chimed in that all the other patients are in their rooms due to the alert. Then it added that he was a bleeding black man without pants standing over the bodies of what had to be their henchmen.
"Don't think about that," he chided that part of himself. "Be positive. They hadn't seen you yet. All I need to do is turn around and make it to the stair."
That was when one of the black shirts, that he'd thought was down for the count, made his move. The guy had just been playing possum. He dove at Finn, pushing them both out into the hallway intersection. Finn immediately landed a heavy punch. He hit the guy so hard that his skull bounced off the linoleum floor. Sadly, the damage was done.
"Jürgen, there he is!"
Finn craned his head to the right and muttered,
"Shit!"